A new company, headed by one of President Bush's former top aides, is promising to help other firms do business in Iraq. That's drawing fresh criticism about ties between the administration and those benefiting from reconstruction efforts. NPR's Pam Fessler has more.
The company is called New Bridge Strategies, and its website says the fall of Saddam Hussein means unprecedented opportunities for government and business to partner in the rebuilding of Iraq. The firm says it can help clients take advantage of these opportunities, in part by providing the services of some of the most successful governmental and political professionals in Washington. And indeed, New Bridge Strategies boasts some influential names among its directors. Joe Alba, who managed the 2000 Bush-Cheney presidential campaign and who left his post in March as head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Ed Rogers, who worked in the White House during the Reagan and first Bush administrations, and Lanny Griffith, who also worked for President Bush's father at the White House. Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards said in a statement that the new firm was evidence of an administration, quote, of the insiders, for the insiders, and by the insiders. He called for an independent panel to oversee government contracts in Iraq and said President Bush should ask Alba not to use his influence to secure such business. Alba today referred all questions about the company to its president and CEO, John Howland. Howland did not return repeated calls from NPR, but he did tell the New York Times that his company did not intend to seek contracts for itself, but would advise other companies interested in doing so. He said the company was not trying to promote its political connections. White House spokesman Scott McClellan told reporters he fully expects Alba will comply with ethics laws, which prohibit former government officials from lobbying their agencies for at least a year after departure. But Paul Light, a government expert with New York University and the Brookings Institution, says that's not really the issue.
What Alba is doing here is not at all illegal, but it creates an image of some sort of special relationship based on political connections that others don't have in what would be a competitive bidding process, and it looks bad.
He says it's just the kind of thing that makes many Americans think their government's up for sale. Light notes that the news about Alba, first reported in The Hill, a newspaper that covers Congress, follows the awarding of hundreds of millions of dollars in Iraq-related contracts to a subsidiary of Halliburton. Vice President Dick Cheney headed Halliburton in the late 1990s. Light said Alba's arrangement is hardly unique and that lobbying firms in the Capitol are filled with people from administrations of both political parties.
If everybody in Washington who used their connections to help their clients was prohibited, the entire K Street corridor would be suddenly vacant.
He says what makes the Alba case exceptional is that he's been one of President Bush's closest aides, and the issue involved, reconstruction of Iraq, is one that's already loaded with partisan controversy. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.